This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Is there anything more disgraceful than a stooge and a puppet that goes on television pretending to be a voice of truth? Pretending to be a voice of righteousness when they're nothing more than cowards and frauds. Is there anything more disgraceful than that? Well, see it for yourself with Anderson Cooper and Stephen Colbert slamming Trump, saying he's disgraceful.
You called Trump's performance disgraceful.
I said the most disgraceful performance by an American president on the world stage in my lifetime.
Yeah. Pause it right there. Yeah. In your lifetime as a CIA operative, Mockingbird Press. Yeah. It wasn't President Bush lying about weapons of mass destruction. No, I'm sure it wasn't that. I'm sure it wasn't all of the other lies that got us into war. I'm sure it wasn't, if you want to keep your doctor, you can keep your doctor. That's Obamacare. Oops, nope, not. It wasn't, oh, free health care for all. Oh, you pay $27,000 to receive Obamacare before you even get any treatment. No, it wasn't any of those lies. It wasn't any of the lies from Obama. None of the lies from Bush. Yeah, it wasn't Bill Clinton lying about sexual relations with Monica Lewinsky or using a cigar for sexual pleasure. No. It was none of that. It was Trump being real and wanting to have a good relationship with Russia. According to Anderson Cooper, who must want war with Russia, that's the most disgraceful thing he's ever seen. Go back to the CIA operative.
It just popped out. It was the first thing I said as soon as the press conference was done. It just sort of popped out of my mouth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But you heard about, he changed one of the words, right? You heard about,
yes, I did. Well, that all makes sense now.
Sure.
Well, yeah, it's very
so
clear.
Now it's not disgraceful. It's graceful.
Yes, exactly.
It's the most graceful performance.
Yes. Yeah. But he has the best words, as he told us during the campaign. So
he has the best
beat
words.
You.
He's a very stable genius.
You're deep state.
He is a stable genius.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
This is a jump ball. It's either one of you. Does anyone else share my feeling that I find it offensive to call it a performance? That is a disgraceful performance? It's not.
That's what they're doing.
He is the president. He's just disgraceful. There's no. If it's a performance, it's even worse. Yeah.
So see, here's what you learn following these people. Everything that they try to project on Trump or InfoWars or just to project out there on anything, that's who they are. That's them. They're the liars. They're disgraceful. Stephen Colbert is disgraceful going on air as a mouthpiece for the globalist against Trump. Anderson Cooper is disgraceful, a traitor to this country, working as a CIA operative, Mockingbird Press. They're the disgraceful scum. That's why they projected on Trump. Honestly, I mean, you want to be perfectly honest, folks. Donald Trump is probably the most accomplished president the United States have ever had. I mean, you talk about individual accomplishments. I mean, other than the people that fought in the Revolutionary War, maybe Dwight Eisenhower. I mean, Trump, it's not even close. But I digress. Talk about disgraceful. How about Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, who now Lisa Page, in her closed-door testimonies, might be saying bombshell things that is going to bring this whole thing down. Let's listen to Representative John Ratcliffe revealing some of the things Page said in the closed-door hearing.
There are differences in their testimony. In many cases, she admits that the text messages mean exactly what they say, as opposed to Agent Strzok, who thinks that we've all misinterpreted his own words on any text message that might be negative.
Uh-oh. Are Strzok and Lise not on the same page? Oh, Peter Pennywise Strzok is in trouble, Peter. We all float in the end. Peter Stroke, you're going to float in the end, Peter. Float away, Peter. Float away.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we covered, hold on, I got a Peter Stroke on my desk here. It's like a little fly. Smash him into smithereens. Wipe him off. All right. Anyway, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in. Here's the deal. We covered this with John Rappaport. The reason why mainstream television networks can't tell you about the drug epidemic going on because of big pharmaceutical drugs in this country is because that's who funds them. You can probably not even go through one commercial break at CNN without seeing a prescription drug commercial. And for that matter, you know, MSNBC, probably Fox News as well. So these are the people that fund television news, and they have essentially unlimited resources and finances to be able to do this. And then they're protected by secret courts. Now, why am I telling you this? A, because it shows you kind of how mainstream news operates, where when you have sponsors and certain people that fund your news organization, you have to protect essentially those clients by not producing content that might hurt their bottom line, to put it simply. Okay, so what does that mean? Well, how often are you going to see mainstream television news mention the fact that almost every time there's a mass shooter, they're on psychotropic drugs? How often are you going to see mainstream news talking about the drug epidemic going on in this country? How often are you going to see them write the stories about how the number is honestly incredible? I can't remember it. I think it's 70% of college students are on some form of big pharmaceutical pills every day. I mean, you want to talk about mass poisoning. You know, just look at the side effects of these. 70% of students are taking them. So that's why you don't see those stories on television, because they have to cater their message to their clients. Fine. Understandable. Our clients are you. Our clients support us at InfoWarsStore.com. So we don't have to worry about other businesses or corporations or industries being offended or hurting their bottom line when we report news. Our loyalty is to the truth. Our loyalty is to justice. Our loyalty is to our audience. So that's the difference between what we do here as an independent news organization versus what you see almost everywhere else, where they have to have funding from big industries, you know, fast food, pharmaceutical. That's what they do to fund themselves. We created our own store, InfoWarsStore.com, and you fund us by shopping. And we have big, deep discounts going right now This is the Defeat the Democrat Censorship Sale. You've got 67% off on some of the supplements right now at InfoWarsStore.com. You got 50% off top sellers like Alpha Power, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Brain Force Plus, Super Male and Super Female Vitality, Super Blue, Fluoride Free Toothpaste. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of the huge specials right now and download the new InfoWars official mobile app. It is a very powerful app. I know some of my friends and family that have downloaded have told me how great it is. So it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of the huge Defeat the Democrat Censorship sale. And if you want to rub your thumb in the nose of the fake news, you want to rub your thumb in the eye of the fake news, go to InfoWarsStore.com and support us today. So I'm now joined by Dr. Jerry Corsi here. Now, Dr. Corsi, I don't know how much research you've done into this, and we can go down this road or we can go down a different road, but there is an individual, Bill Browder, who most people have probably never heard of. In fact, I know Rush is very aware of him. One of our producers was telling me about him 2 years ago, how we needed to report on him, but it kind of wasn't in the news, so I just kind of dropped the ball. But now, last week, Bill Browder's been doing his media campaign tour, Dr. Corsi. He's going on like five media outlets a day, telling the world how bad Putin is, telling the world how bad Trump is. So this is now another deep state operative, anti-nationalist operative, who's going vocal against Trump and Putin. Why? Well, I guess he's probably got something to hide of his own. What do you think, Jerry Corsi?
Well, very definitely has something to hide on his own. He is the was an entrepreneur who, in the early part of 2000, went over to Russia and made about $1.5 billion. Renounced his U.S. citizenship, didn't pay any U.S. taxes, managed to get out of the Soviet Union, gave part of his company, his Hermitage Capital, to HSBC, and then got involved in a money laundering scheme where he got the $1.5 billion out of Russia and didn't pay any Russian taxes. And then he came back to the United States periodically and is the force behind this Magnitsky Act, because Magnitsky was his attorney that the Russians said cheated them out of the $230 million in taxes and put him in prison. So it's a complicated story, but it's the story that Putin brought to the surface again in the Helsinki press conference by saying Browder engaged in all this fraud and contributed $400 million to Hillary Clinton, which nobody knew about.
Yeah, and it was amazing to me when Vladimir Putin said that, because again, I'm somebody that kind of monitors media all day long, and you never really saw or heard of Bill Browder outside of some other independent news outlets and Russian media. You never really heard Bill Browder's name. And then I see him going on all the different TV networks telling everybody how bad Trump is, how bad Putin is, how Russia's this big problem, even though he left the United States to go to Russia. I mean, a total fraud. And then Putin says Bill Browder's name. He says George Soros' name. So this is why they hate Russia so much. This is why they hate Trump getting along with Putin, because Putin knows what's going on. I mean, say whatever you want about Putin. You know, he's not going to take this crap from George Soros and Bill Browder.
Well, and also now Putin has, you know, just dropped another bomb. They filed charges in Russia against Browder for, you know, going stealing all this money and not paying taxes. And also then they've filed charges against several U.S. Diplomats and others in the intelligence agencies, including this former. Let me just get the file here. I've been researching this extensively for the past week. This Michael McFaul, who is the U.S. ambassador, was U.S. ambassador to Russia in the period 2012 to 2014. And Russia is claiming that McFaul is one of the people who helped Browder steal the money out of Russia. And clearly with HSBC owning part of Browder's Heritage Capital, it would have been quite possible to use HSBC for the money laundering. It was at a time when Comey was on the board.
Yeah, I was going to say, and then doesn't that implicate a lot of more actors if that was the case?
Right. I mean, this is a serious case. I mean, this is a serious charge, because the Magnitsky case, it ties in several different ways. One, it was the the case where we imposed some of the most severe sanctions on Russia. And that was really intensified the, this was all in the Obama administration, intensified the tensions with Russia. And secondly, this whole issue of the Browder case comes up in this attorney, with a Russian attorney that was in there talking to Donald Trump Jr. She was in there talking all about his whole subject. Was to talk about Browder.
And she already had a prior relationship with Browder via Fusion GPS. And this was
correct.
The lawyer that was essentially snuck in the country by the Obama administration. I mean, nobody really still can figure out how she got in the country other than the Obama administration signing her off. So that's what's going on.
Right.
Jerome Corsi is on top of all of this. Alex Jones is going to be joining us on the other side to discuss Putin. Who's calling it as it is, folks. I mean, again, say what you want about Vladimir Putin. The guy calls it as it is. You have to appreciate that. He says, forces in the United States are trying to undermine successful talks with Trump. They want war with Russia. They planned on war with Russia over Syria. They're not getting their war. It's ticking them off.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
So, we're trying to tie all these geopolitical strings together here. Kit Daniels had a story last year. Putin says Hillary behind Russian collusion hysteria and elites disrespect Trump voters. And in this story, he mentioned some of this collusion and then the names like Bill Browder that are now becoming mainstream. But here's the story, and I want to get Dr. Corsi's take on this in response. So let's just look at Putin for a second. Let's flash the clocks back 2 years when there were uprisings and violent protests in Kiev and in Crimea in the Ukraine, where you had unidentified snipers shooting protesters, and then the media blamed Putin for that. And so Putin doesn't respond to the fake news anymore. He genuinely doesn't care. And so to the fake news, they think that means he's guilty, when the truth is he just doesn't care. He doesn't bother to sling mud with the fake news. Then it comes out a year later that the snipers were actually Ukrainian paid-for Georgian snipers that were there to false flag it and blame Putin. So it all came out. This is what they do with their false flags. And Putin has never really provided them any fuel. He just ignores it. And so they take that and they say, oh, Putin must be guilty. He's ignoring it. No, Putin is just ignoring your fake news. So anyway, this is how they demonize Putin. When all Putin's doing, honestly, is calling out the bad actors here. And we know what Soros does. We know Soros has involvement in the struggle with Ukraine and Russia, where the Crimean people want to be a part of Russia, but then they fund these violent protests, say that Crimea doesn't want to be part of Russia, and then people get shot and they blame Putin, just twisting and concocting the whole thing. And you know people like Soros are involved in this. Who knows what Bill Browder's doing with his billions of dollars tax-free? But what do you make of the hysteria that continues in the media over Trump, Putin, over Russia? I mean, these people really want war with Russia, Dr. Corsi.
Well, I also think there's an element here of the deep state realizing how close Donald Trump is to really exposing and showing the corruption within the deep state and shutting down Mueller's operation. I mean, Mueller's indictment here, these 22 or they're now 12 intelligence agencies, plus the other 13 individuals named in the first indictment, none of them are going to come to the United States to face trial. And what Putin has done is he's called the bluff. He said, well, send your FBI or whatever to Russia, and you can interview the indicted 12 intelligence agents in Russia. And then he also countered with this suit charging Browder with crimes in Russia, and Browder appears to be protected by the former U.S. ambassador to Russia, McFaul. And as I've researched Michael McFaul, Putin's got a lot of reason to be angry at him. In 2012, McFaul went over to Russia and started undermining Putin. He started having meetings with the various opposition to Putin in order to see if he could destabilize the election and let Putin lose. Now, Putin understands that at the heart of what he's just done with this indictment is to expose that the United States was deeply involved in meddling in his election in 2012. And this McFaul is at the heart of it, probably involved in a criminal scheme with this guy Browder, and maybe that involves U.S. money laundering through HSBC when James Comey was on the board of HSBC and Robert Mueller was head of the FBI. So, I mean, Putin is, I think, quite clever, and I think he's really put on the table something that's going to take Americans a little bit of time to understand. But I've been trying to explain this, that it's a very brilliant move by Putin.
Well, here's the thing about Putin, too. Like, again, there's all of these different false images of who Putin really is. You know, he's this strong man dictator, this, that, and the other thing. Putin, honestly, I mean, if you really want to know Putin, Putin is there 100% to protect Russia. That is his number one thing. He wants to maintain Russia as an independent sovereign nation. And that's really where his if you want to call him a dictator, stops. These people don't even understand the geopolitics. Half of the country is going to bed when the other half is waking up. So St. Petersburg is at bedtime when Moscow is getting up in the morning. You think Putin is a dictator over this country that makes up 30% of the world's landmass, 11 different time zones? They don't even have a clue what they're talking about. He's just trying to maintain Russia as an independent sovereign nation and just keep them together. That's all he cares about. He doesn't care about the fake news. But Dr. Corsi, why do you think, I mean, here's my take. I think Bill Browder is panicking right now. I'm not sure exactly why. Maybe Trump knows something. Maybe Putin knows something. But this is a guy who you never saw on TV, barely ever heard of. Now he's doing like 5 interviews a day across all television stations. So why do you think Bill Browder is all of a sudden out in public crying Putin, Trump bad?
Well, I see. I think, first of all, what Putin realizes, and I think Donald Trump does as well, is that they are both under attack by the deep state. The deep state would like to destabilize both of them. The hard left deep state is still angry that Russia gave up communism. And they'd like to get rid of Putin and reinstate communism in Russia. The same way here, Donald Trump stood in the way of Hillary Clinton, you know, taking the hard left Democratic Party and making us first socialist and then communist in the same move. And Donald Trump and Putin are standing in the way. Now, this indictment with Browder, with the connection to $400 million to Hillary, is a very clever, I think, move that will ultimately could bring Mueller down. Because Mueller's been challenged. If you have this, if you've got an indictment against 12 Russians, come over here to Russia and we'll help you investigate them. Ray is never going to do that.
Just like the original indictments. With the I think it's like 13 Russians and 3 Russian entities, so said, they have legal representation show up in court and demand discovery. Mueller balks. I mean, it's the same thing. Russia's like, all right, you know, we're here. We'll cooperate. And then Mueller walks away.
Well, see, Mueller never intended to bring these cases to court. I mean, look what's happened. The Russian collusion couldn't be proved. So now, like, you know, global warming, it morphed into climate change.
Exactly.
Well, now we've got, instead of Russian collusion, we've just got Russian involvement in our election, which, by the way, has been going on for a long time. And Russia's countering and saying, you were involved in my election.
And they even admit there was no impact.
Your ambassador. Right. And no impact. But see, again, what Donald Trump's got to say and understand to the American people is that this proves there's no collusion, because that whole argument is abandoned and lost in the shift to the focus on Russian involvement in the election. If they prove Russian involvement in the election, that does nothing to harm Donald Trump, because he didn't encourage the Russian
involvement. And it was the Obama administration that allowed it, literally.
Correct.
And they admit it. I mean, it's so crazy. But I don't know. I guess I should stop being shocked. I know I live in 1984 society, so I guess I should just expect this stuff. Up is down, down is up. War is peace, and truth is fiction. This is 1984 Society, brought to you by the left.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We've got investigative journalist Dr. Jerome Corsi, three-time number one New York Times bestseller, waiting in the wings to continue his detailed analysis. We have Owen Schroyer sitting in the cockpit in Austin, Texas. But I'm here to do a breakdown on some of the developments that tie into all this. Putin is a straight shooter. He's standing up for the sovereignty of Russia. He's taking it away from the globalist. Trump sees kinship in Putin, understanding the model of taking his country back and then rebuilding it. Trump realizes that America will be 10 times more successful than Russia if we can actually get it out from under the control of the globalist and turn it back on for the American people. And everything Trump's done has been 100% in line, not with Russia or anybody else, but with doing energy deals that help America and, quite frankly, hurt Russia. and many other issues. So the claim that Trump, because he's being nice to Putin, or said he's been a strong leader, is selling out is a total fraud. The globalists have sold the country out, and they're the ones involved in massive fake news. I want to go over a few examples of this, and then hand it back to Dr. Corsi and Owen Schroyer. But we saw over a month ago the last big fake scandal run by the UN and George Soros, that we've got to totally open our borders up and occupy the ICE facilities and tell collapsing Venezuela with 4 million people moving north after its collapse through Central America that America's open, everything's free, come here. That is a UN global government plan to collapse the West, period. That's their plan for world government, is collapsing third world countries into the first world, and then we capitulate to the UN to manage the crisis they helped engineer. And so Trump and Putin, by the way, are saying, we're not going to do this, we're standing up for our nation states. And so they put out this fake image on a red background of a little girl crying, separated from her mother, with Trump looking down on her. Trump was never at the border. The little girl wasn't taken from her mother. All of that came out later to be a hoax, but it didn't matter. They had the fake iconography, the fake logo, the fake imagery of Trump standing with a little three-year-old crying girl. Well, they're back again. Anybody can morph somebody's face into somebody else, and it's a fraud on his face. Pun intended, but they show a morphed Trump and Putin, and at a very archetypal level, men look the same, humans look the same, so when you morph two faces, it makes you automatically think they are one. You could morph my face with somebody and think that. So now they're resorting to that. Look, he is Putin. Well, if Putin's running our economy coming back and the borders being controlled and the military being expanded and thousands of new factories being built and the lowest unemployment level ever recorded, my God, great job, Putin. But no, the truth is, just like Putin got partial control of his country from the globalists and the Russian economy got better years ago, same thing's happening here. And so Putin, as a strong nationalist, has been the model for many other nation states around the world to struggle free from the big mega corporations and what they're doing. Now, after 2 days after their Helsinki summit, Putin finally came out in a press conference today to RT and went off his prepared remarks for just 2 minutes. The quotes are up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. And he said, listen, you've got domestic groups who want political power trying to demonize Trump. I can assure you in our meeting, he's 100% about American interests. And where Russian and U.S. interests meet in a few areas, we might work together. But quite frankly, that's not what's happening. So they want to derail Trump. Leaders are supposed to care about their national sovereignty. Trump is doing that. He was just point blank. He talked to me straight up. And we just agreed to try to move forward where our interests don't collide. And Trump understands that you've got globalists like Soros in control of your country that want to run it in the ground and admit it, like Bill Maher and others have said. So that's the bottom line. And it's amazing. And notice they're saying, don't do it. Don't do the trap where we have this anti-crime treaty, organized crime treaty from 99 with Interpol, the U.S. and Russia. Don't do that where you get to go look at interview these Russian people, talk to them. Don't, because Putin wants to interview Mr. Bonner Dr. Corsi was just talking about. So the Russians are straight shooting on all this. And again, I want to be clear. Russia's all about its interests. It's mafia run in many cases. That's better than communist run. And they're trying to be free market. They're trying to modernize because that's where the wealth's at. They've cut their military spending. China. I keep hammering this because Tucker Carlson's now covering it. Sean Hannity gets it. Office of Personnel Management hack. All of this, the sellout, Hollywood control of the Chi-Coms, even Washington Post admits the big 50 public universities have been Chi-Com infiltrated. They're the ones running our lives. They're the ones trying to bankrupt the country. They're the ones at Davos a year and a half ago saying, don't worry about Trump. We'll work with the EU. We're going to stop him. They are openly allied with the CFR and all these traitors. They're the ones that think they can beat America. Russia wants America off its back with Soros, try to overthrow their country. So damn right their interests are. They want to get with Trump and try to have economic deals. And they want to get married to us. They want to give us their resources. They want to get in bed with America. And they control about half the borders in the world between Western Europe, Eastern Europe, Central Asia, East Asia, Far East Asia. That is a no-brainer. The Pentagon knows that if you're actually pro-America, you go into Russia with economic development, hype them up as Christians, which they are ready to do, launch the relaunch of the West with Russia, total global domination through free market and open ideas, not through the fist. With military backed up by the U.S. and Russia, China will be cut off. We can make them reform. It is the future. If not death, war, the end of peace, these are the enemies of America, the enemies of humanity. These are the globalists. And Trump is absolutely right. I'm just, God bless you all, and I'm honored to be associated with all of you. Back to Dr. Jerome Corsi, Owen Schroer, and others from the Central Texas Command Center.
All right, there goes Alex Jones. Dr. Corsi, well, you just heard Alex break it all down. I just want to get your response to that and all of your research that you've done into the deep state that you see Trump is fighting against.
Well, as usual, I think Alex is exactly right. I mean, this is a clearly the United States and Russia as two nation states won't see every issue eye to eye. We have our own nation state interests. Russia has theirs. You know, Ukraine is an example. Within their sphere of influence, you know, going back to the balance of power theories of 200 or 300 years ago that, you know, that have persisted since then, we're probably not going to go to war over Ukraine, and Russia's probably not going to go to war over something that happens in, you know, Cuba. I mean, that was, we went through that whole issue in the 60s, and we found out that basically, you know, the Western Hemisphere is going to be U.S. sphere of influence, and Russia's going to have theirs. But the point is, right now it is a fight to the death with the deep state for both Putin and for Trump. And when they got together in their meeting privately, I'm sure they exchanged notes and realized that they were each dealing with the same enemy. This is why I think Putin has come out brilliantly and said to Mueller, if you really have a case here, if you really wanted to go to trial, or it was just show trial, if this is all just, you know, you want to say you indicted people, therefore you proved your case. Putin said you didn't prove anything. Come to Russia, and I'll let you investigate the 12 intelligence agents you indicted.
And you have these just frankly dumb you-know-what people say, hey, what? Where's your evidence of Russian collusion? And they say, oh, there's indictments. That's not evidence. They don't even understand it.
And I heard one of the congressmen during the hearing, you know, which Representative Deutsch was calling for InfoWars to be banned from Facebook. Another one of the Democrats said that this indictment proved that Putin stole the election.
It proves nothing. Yeah.
Proves nothing. It proves that he indicted some people. Well, okay, now prove your case, Mueller.
It's like they always say, they can indict a ham sandwich.
And Mueller made these indictments knowing that there would never be a trial. He was shocked when one of the companies in the first indictment got some lawyers and said, we're going to defend the case. Mueller wasn't ready to go to trial because he never expected to go to trial. There is no case here. There's, first of all, no collusion. So the Democrats have now morphed it into talking about Russian interference. And Rosenstein admitted the interference that the Russians have done was minimal and didn't affect
the outcome. Obama stood down. Obama said, stand down. Dr. Corsi.
Right.
Of course. Do you have a ham sandwich in your refrigerator?
Maybe I can go and indict it.
Well, you might want to watch out because Mueller might be on his way to indict your ham sandwich. So you might want to get rid of that evidence, but then he'll indict you for obstruction of justice. All right, Dr. Corsi, thank you so much for joining us. Find him on Twitter at @Jerome_Corsi.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So you've probably seen or heard of the viral video. Sacha Baron Cohen tries to troll a gun store owner. And then Norris Sweden called him out, caught it all on tape. It's all going viral. He is going to be joining us tomorrow, and I'm really looking forward to interviewing him. That's at 11:30 Central tomorrow, guys. I'm really looking forward to interviewing him because I have a take on this that I've not heard anyone else put out there. I've got a different spin or take on this that I'm not hearing anyone else say. So I'm really looking forward to talking to the owner of Warrior One Guns and Ammo that Sacha Baron Cohen tried to troll and ended up embarrassing himself. So that's going to be happening tomorrow. In the meantime here, I really just want to do a news blitz. So just look at how they'll do anything and everything possible to try to bring Trump down. Now you have New York Governor Cuomo opens door to criminal case against Trump Foundation. Don't you remember they're already suing the Trump Foundation? They've already tried to do X, Y, and Z to the Trump Foundation. Nothing comes of it. It's cleaner than the wind-driven snow. If you did a fair investigation into the Clinton camp or into the Clinton Foundation, they'd all be in jail. It's a RICO case. There's a lawsuit happening right now. So, but this is just why they're panicking. Here's another example of the double standards on the left. Iran says Trump sought meeting with President 8 times at the UN last year. Now let's think about this. Here's President Trump that is trying to meet with every world leader and to try to bring about fairness and peace and to understand all of the different struggles and tensions. And here's Iran that just gives him the middle finger. So what does that tell you about Iran and what does that tell you about Trump? But more importantly, what does it tell you about the left that wants to coexist? Everybody get along. We can all get along. We can all coexist. Let's all meet. Let's all have peace. And Trump legitimately tries to do that with one of our biggest enemies. And where are they to be found on that story? Nowhere. This one is like, I mean, you want, again, 1984 level ridiculous. Russian bots are using hashtag walk away to try to wound Dems in midterms. And then you read the story and they're claiming that black people in America are leaving the Democrat Party because of Russian bots. So they're saying now Russian bots are tricking African Americans into leaving the Democrat Party. Not the fact that every city run by Democrats is collapsing. No. And so we're going to be joined by Brandon Strock, I'm hoping next week, to talk about this. But this is even the craziest thing. They're saying it's Russian bots. Guys, pull up the YouTube channel. There's a channel on YouTube. It's hashtag walkaway fan club or something. And you've got hundreds, if not thousands of videos between Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. You have thousands of videos of actual former Democrats doing the hashtag walkaway and filming it and explaining why. It's just like Brandon Tatum a year and a half ago, who kind of did the original hashtag walkaway video. If you really want to get down to it, I mean, he didn't have the hashtag in the whole movement, but he was like, look, I thought I was a Democrat, and then I did some research. I realized I'm nowhere near the values of a Democrat. Same thing happened with Candace Owens. And so Candace Owens and Brandon Tatum then, I guess, are just Russian trolls. I guess all of these videos on the hashtag walkaway fan club video of all different types of people, men, women, all different races, all different creeds. You have thousands of these videos. I guess these are all Russian trolls. No, these are Americans. It's like this. I did this video last night. Some people think I'm the worst at improv. Some people think I'm funny. Regardless, I was joking last night covering this Move On protest with all these brainwashed protesters. And I'm like, brains, brains, brains. So these are zombie protesters that want to eat brains. And that's why anyone that has brains is walking away. Because they don't have their brains eaten out. That's hashtag walk away. And CNN is such a disgraceful pile of garbage that they're going to say all of these people are Russian bots. That's how out of touch with reality they are. That's how big of liars they are. But more than anything, that's how scared they are. Because the walk away movement is real. These are people abandoning their plantation. And so CNN is panicked right now. This is from Snopes. Fact check. If the president is impeached for treason, is everyone else removed from office as well? Think about this. So this is Snopes, the big fact checker. It's like a house cat and a mouse fact checking. And they just imply that the charges of treason are just already inherent. Like, oh, yeah, it's a fact that Trump could be tried with treason. So what does that mean for everyone else in office? He can't be tried for treason. There's no treason. They can't even explain the treason. They go, Trump is siding with Russia over the U.S. intelligence agencies. That's not treason. So these people don't even know what they're talking about. If anything, it's the intelligence agencies guilty of treason. Spying on U.S. citizens illegally? I mean, give me a break. Brace yourselves for this one. Lena Dunham deletes tweet about French kissing animals. Ladies and gentlemen, cocaine is a hell of a drug. Lena Dunham tweets out to her 5.5 million followers saying, Never trust anyone who doesn't regularly finch French kiss animals. All right. I don't know what to make of this, but I think it's fair to ask. Did Lena Dunham just admit she engages in bestiality? I'm just asking for a friend. And so she obviously deleted that tweet. Was it drug-induced? Was it alcohol-induced? Was it reality-induced? Lena Dunham says, never trust anyone who doesn't regularly French kiss animals. Is she talking about herself? I wouldn't trust anyone that French kisses that animal. It's like a beached sea porpoise or something. All right. Look at this one from The Hill. Media figures lament toxic Twitter. Let me translate this for you. Because these people love Twitter. They run Twitter. They censor us on Twitter. They're losing on Twitter. They don't know what to do about it. Twitter is only toxic now because we have dominated it. We are kicking ass on Twitter, even with all the censorship, and they don't know what to do. All they have left is their leftist bots paid for by David Rock. That's all they have. That's all they have. And so now they hate Twitter because they're losing. So media figures now lament Twitter because they're losing on Twitter. San Francisco registers non-citizens to vote in school election. And they want them to vote in the presidential election. Oh, here you go. Maxine Waters, good old Mad Maxine, the Mad Hatter, the James Brown wig-wearing freak show, warns supporters of possible armed protest against her. Hey, I got news for you, Maxine. I've already had armed protest against me. So why don't you get on my level, Mad Max? I've already had armed protest against me. But then again, we here, the conservatives and the patriots and the Americans, we don't do armed intimidation protests. That's your people. It's your people that shot Steve Scalise. Okay? It's your people that planned the July 4th bombing in Cleveland. It's your people that had an armed protest against me. We should run that B-roll if we have it available. So Maxine Waters warns supporters of a possible armed protest against her, playing the victim. Hey, Maxine, I've had armed protests against me. Your thugs did armed protest against me. So get on my level, Mad Maxine, with your 12 IQ. But look out. Petition calling for Maxine Waters' expulsion nears 100,000 signatures, which is what it requires for a White House response. Look out, Mad Max. You're in trouble. You're a deranged lunatic freak show that is trying to stir up violence in this country. Democrats slam Ocasio-Cortez. Her socialist vision would bankrupt the country. I'm telling you, Democrats in middle America, like in Illinois, etc., are capitalists. They don't understand. And here's the other thing about it. As this brazen, arrogant young lady who's totally ignorant is calling for occupation of airports, ICE offices, all this stuff, she's not even elected yet. Think about that. She's not even in office yet, and they're already putting the crown on her. If she loses in this upcoming election, do you understand how devastating that is to the Democrat Party? It's already devastating that she's outed herself as a total moron. Imagine if she loses. The darling of the left, the socialist queen, already crowned. Imagine if she loses. It's a total collapse.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.